This presentation is brought to you by iAwaken.org, a not-for-profit organization. We hope you enjoy the presentation. Please observe the copyright terms to which you have agreed.
Who can summarize this, the shita of Ri and Tosfos? Because who wants to say it over nicely? What the difference is between them? Sorry? What is the yisod of their machlekes? So Ri says it could be two shtoros. How would it be two shtoros? Push it on to later. And how would it work that Rotzom is Egove and Rotzom is Egove? And if it's Takhazay, then how could he claim from Shimon? But at the Ri, how would the Ri learn that? So he's left, he's got an Idis himself. So he says, "Ef shibatakona." Therefore, go and get the Beit Din from Levi. So good. So Rotsa mi Levi Gover, we understand. But how can he be Rotsa mi Shimon be Gover from Shimon? No, we're talking about. Where's Shabbat Ben Eskulasi? Yeah. No, Beit Din nami lo yamaron ela deloy Shabbat Ben Eskulasi. He bought all the Beninis that we're talking. That's the Ukimta. So how can he send him back? How can he claim from Shimon if he wants to? So we'd have to go back to that thing. You took all the Shibudim, and I don't want to be Tereach to go to his Rashi. I want to be Tereach to go. I have that option not to go there, not to go all the way. But if he does want to go to Levi, Levi can't push him off because Reuven's defense is Efshi. And what is Tosfos tying on that?
What Shimon himself would have done if he'd have had both all the properties, he can't now get out of that by. In other words, if he had bought Idis last, let's say, he would have not wanted the Takona.
Right.
So he would have been able to push. The bar they want to and onto an earlier one.
Right, onto Ziburis or Beninis.
Alternatively, if he'd have bought Ziburis last and watched that one, he would have kept that one and say, now in Manashka, another way, if he was sold onto Levi, he can't, so to speak, now
renege on his original option.
So that's the
Machlokes Ri and Tosfos. Ri says that his option to say Efshi or Efshi B'Takonas Chachomim is Bishas Gevir. And Tosfos says it's Bishas. When? Bishas. He's koine, as soon as he's koine those properties. That's when the Lokeach has to, so to say, make up his mind whether he wants the takon or he doesn't want the takon. And what, according to Tosfos, if he's bought Beinonis, what will happen then? So Levi bought Beinonis from Shimon. And Shimon bought Idis last. Shimon bought Idis last from Reuven. He bought from Reuven. He bought his Ziburis and his Beinonis, and then he bought his Idis. And he sold Beinonis to Shimon. Then he sold Beinonis to Levi. So now we've got to say, we've got to project what Shimon would have done. That's how Tosfos learns, isn't it? Would he have exercised the takona, or would he have chosen not to exercise the takona? So in such a case, he would have exercised the takona. He would make it benanit. If he bought it, it is lost. then he would have forgotten the takona. Then he would have forgotten the takona for sure. If he forgoes the takona for sure. So let's again, if he bought idis last, then we can assume he would have forgotten the takona. If he would have bought zibulis last, he would have kept the takona. So how does it work according to Tosfos? In what cases is it good? So Tosfos says, first case, if Shimon bought zibulis last, he can't take from Levi, because clearly Shimon would have opted for the takona. If Shimon bought idis last, and Levi bought that idis, clearly he's safe, because Shimon would never have opted for the takon. But what happens if Shimon bought idis last and sold another one, sold Beinonis? He wouldn't have a claim, because he can't say, then we've got to say that clearly Shimon would have exercised his takona, he would have forgotten the takona, and the shibud would have been on Beinonis, and you can go to Levi or Shimon. So isn't that the case that the Gemara is talking about, the Pashtus? Who says that? Where does that come from? Which Rosh? You're right. You're onto something. What are you onto? There's a simple difficulty with this whole issue, and that is that this case. What is Rashi and re-argue? What are Rashi and re-arguing about? It's a Mefurusha Gemara. It's a Mefurusha Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Chesam Udbeis. Pshita mochar lekeach beinonis v'ziburis. What's the case of Pshita talking about? That he bought idis last. You remember? Rashi says. And he sold beinonis and ziburis. V'shir idis lefonov. It's poshut them that leisu kulu v'ligbu meidis. Levi has a case. They can't take from Levi. So Lichoira Ri is right. Lichoira Rashi is right. Rashi and Tosfos are right. What is Ri's case?
The Gemara is not here saying it has to take from the opposite.
No. It means that there's no case, that there's no way that he can take from Levi. No, it says you can't say the ha'achroino he or veinonis v'ziburis less no gabe the matzil meimelu gabe mebeinonis v'ziburis to loinichali b'takant. So he cannot use loinichali. Shimon cannot use loinichali b'takant rabban. It's a mefurusha gemara that if the property is not in your hands, you can't use the efshi b'takant sachomim. So what's the machlokes between Ri and Tosfos about? It's a mefurusha gemara that you can't do it. How can he come along afterwards? What does Ri say? In Ksubas, what does Ri say? The Matzi Shimon LeMeimelei My Time Omer Rabbonin. How can Ri say such a thing? The Matzi Shimon LeMeimelei My Time Omer Rabbonin. Ein Lifroim Enichosim Meshubodim Bemakom Shish Bnei Chayil. Ana Ba'achtach Kanta Leinichali. How can he say that if we have a Mefurish Gemara in Bava Kama that's Pshita, that if the field on which you're pushing the shibud is no longer in your hand, you can't do it then. Did you ask the? Yeah, and what came after the hacking? Did they all the properties? No. It says the it's not biyode. The Gemara says mefurish. Less nuhu gabe the matzil meimelu gabe mebeinus b'ziburis. He doesn't have it anymore. One has to be licked in this kind of sugya. This is not the kind of sugya that you can turn on and off for an hour a day. This is a sugya that your mind has to be working on all the time. So maybe that you wanted to answer, Jeff, maybe with what you're saying now, no? That he has a right, that he has a right to say, to choose. Just that it goes against that Gemara. That Levi has a right to decide where it will go, on what property the Shibud will go. That is his right as the owner. And that's the right Malmocha. But it goes against that Gemara there, that Pshitus. And where did you get that thing with that right? You got that from the Tosfos HaRosh on that very Gemara. On that Pshitus. So the truth is that we have to be, in order to understand these Gemaras all go, they lead one into the other. Each one is built on the Yesodus of the previous piece. It's a nice beautiful mathematical construction if one keeps one's head through it. In the first piece we had the Ishakis, and we had the introduction of the concept of my time Omer Rabboni. That was the main thing. The Ishakis really was an aside. It was a very interesting aside, but it was an aside. The main thing was the introduction of the concept of my time Omer Rabboni. In the second piece we have the introduction of Mamocho, and in the third piece we have Enachti Lecho Mokrim, and so on. Yeah, but the complications in the Enachti Lecho Mokrim. And the Lahachi Daiki Vizavni we had in the third case. Each case introduces new concepts. But it's that beginning. Let's have a look again at that Gemara, that Pshita. Sorry, and before we do that, and that the Tosfos in Ksubas actually ends with that. Tosfos himself agrees at the end that where he bought Idis lost and sold Beinonis, Loi Matzila Memash V'Tachi V'Zavni Arad Loi Chazilach. Levi cannot push him off. So we really have to see it all in sequence. Let's go through that Gemara again from Pshita. Pshita mochar loikeach beinonis v'ziburis v'shir idis lefonov. So he bought idis last and he kept idis. Says the Gemara, there's no shaila. Leisu kulu v'ligbu me'idis. Idis is the one that goes. The Shibud is not nothing but Idis. Why the Ha'acharoinohi? That's the last one. How you can say my time? Uveinon is busy. How you can say my time Omer Rabboni? This is the Gemara. No, he cannot say. In this case, he cannot say my time Omer Rabboni. Why? Uveinon is busy. Buris letnu gabei de matzil meimelu gabu mibein is busy. Buris to lo nicheli betakanta de Rabboni. He doesn't have them. So you see clearly from this Gemara that you can only say my time to move the Shibud onto one or other of your properties, but not to move the Shibud onto a property which somebody else has bought. So your chance to say that, to exercise that right, is while you have the properties. Once the properties are gone, you can't. And why don't we say, but he clearly would have? Well, not quite like the Rosh. Not quite like the Rosh. We'll come to that. Why can't we say he clearly would have said? You mean like the Rosh that says that also he clearly would have said. Yeah, you would clearly have opted to put it on the Beinonis and the Ziburis. You clearly would have. So why don't we view it as if that's where it is? And then it'll become a Ma'amocher, wouldn't it? It'll become a momocha that works against the Lokach Sheni, against Levi. That's what you bought property which clearly had a Shibud. Why doesn't Levi have that problem? So we see we don't say that. According from that Pshita, we see we don't say that. From this Pshita, we see two Yesodas. Number one, that my time of Omer Rabbonin can only be used when you've got all the property, and you're shifting the Shibud from one of your properties to another of your properties. And we see that option has to be exercised, has to actually be exercised. We can't project what he would have said. But what about the other way around? He sold the Idis. So what's the Shaila now, says Rashi? Mi azli kulu bosolukyach sheini sharehu lokach shibudaihu. If he can't say my time, if we don't project that he said my time, although he didn't actually say it, then the shibud fell on the Idis. They have now bought the Idis, umrekyach rishonly govodoma beina betakant drabonin. Be under the kyach rishon says, no, I want the takonah. And it's the Idis which is now yours. So Rabbi Lememer Asukulu Galum Idis, and Rabbi Atake wanted to say that. That they all claim from Idis. Why? Because Idis is the last one.
How's it work being said now?
That Rashi is difficult because Rashi implies that he could say in the other case what he could say. So why didn't she say? Didn't she just say? Mi azli kuli basul lekach sheni shaharehu lekach shibudayu umlekach rishon leigabu deomar beine betakan to the rabbon. And he says, I'm happy with the takana, implying that in the reverse situation he could have said leini chali betakan to the rabbon. It's mashma that he can use it, and then how will he understand the pshita? No, that's unlikely. Sharehu lokach shibudayu. He took their shibudim. He bought the Idis, and that is what had the shibud on it. I let him go back to the lokach rishu. No, he can't do. Toma, but he never takan to the rabbonin. He says, no, I'm happy with the takona, implying that if he were to have said, I don't want the takona, then he could have. You don't have to say you want it. The takon is there. So the Loshon and Rashi is difficult. Shouldn't say then. He shouldn't say because he says the Omar ba'ina betakanta drabona. Should say poshut because loy gavina. That was the last one. And loy gavina min chosim b'nei chori b'shabodim. Do you all understand what's the difficulty? Most of you look as if you've just come from outer Mars, or if the Gemara has just come from out of Mars. This is very difficult Gemara, and you can't expect to be enjoying it and to be on top of it unless you have respect for it. And that's the problem with the people who come and go, and sometimes they're here and sometimes they're not. Unless you have respect for it, unless you sit down and realize that this is tough, this is a really one of the Weltzugyas, as they say. This is one of the classical tough ones. And you know that and you acknowledge that, then you've got a chance of coming right. But if you think this is a casual piece of Gemara that you can just wade through, you're not going to be able to work it out. This is very, very tough Gemara. It's beautiful and it's terribly logical, but it's one of the most complex sugyas. These concepts you have to be able to. As I said to the Monday night show, you've got to be able to be woken up in the middle of the night and know what they are. All these things, you've got to be able to know absolutely. They should. You don't have to. If you have to translate, if when we use one of these phrases, you have to figure out what one does that mean again, then you're lost. That by now you should just sit down and drum into yourself. Make a list of them. Each one that we're working against with four or five formulas. But we're working, they're interrelating all the time. So unless those four or five formulas are absolutely clear, you're going to get confused, because the time it takes you to figure out what inakti l'chol mokum means, you've lost the train of thought again. and you're back to the beginning, and you start again, and then it gets very aggravating, and you don't enjoy it anymore, you start getting lost. You've just got to take a list systematically and say, these are the formula with which we're working. There's the Ishatkis, which, as I said to you, is in parenthesis. We're not working with that anymore. That was an important aside. Then there's the my time, Omer Rabbonin, and there's the Mamocha Rishon L'Sheni, there's L'Hachir Daiki V'Tarchi, and there's the Enachti L'Chamokhi. That's all. And in the Pshita case, the Gemara is taking on clearly that my time, Omer Rabbonin, cannot be used. Why cannot it not be used? The Gemara says because he doesn't have the fields on which he wants to shift the Shibud. So before we look at Rishonim or anything, that seems to be what the Gemara, that's the adaptation, that's the embellishment of that theme of the my time Omer Rabbonin, that there's a limitation on it. My time Omer Rabbonin can be used only when you are balabos on all the fields. Good. Next case is also where he's not balabos on all the fields, but he sells the Idis, which was the last one he bought. Says Rashi, if he sells the Idis, and the Idis was the last one he bought, all the Shibudim fall on the Idis, and they have to go to Levi to get their claims. Asks Rashi, why can't they come back to Shimon nevertheless? On what basis would they come back to Shimon? You're our Baldover, you bought all the fields, you had all the Shibudim. At one point you had all the Shibudim. We don't want to go chasing after Levi. Says Rashi, the reason they can't do that is... Now what should Rashi say? What's the reason they can't come back to Shimon? Why must they go to Levi? Why can't they come back to Shimon? What's the reason? Which one? And there. So what's the formula we're going to use? The takana that one. Not my timer.
No.
The original takana. Lo goyvim and echosim mishubodim b'mokum diikah b'nei chayim. That's all, and that was the last one. Therefore, all the Shibudim fell onto the Idis, and that's it, finished. Says Rashi, no. Because the Omar ba'ina betakanta de Rabbonin, because he says, I want the takon, implying that he would be able, in theory, to say, I don't want the takon. Now, if he would have said, I don't want the takon, then what would have happened in this case? His Idis would go. If he said, I don't want that. If he said, then his Beinonis would go. So there he would have the right to say, I don't want the Takana, because he would be jeopardizing himself. It would be to his own detriment. In the first case, he can't say, I don't want the Takana, because it would be to somebody else's detriment. I think that's how we've got to learn it, the Pashtus. In the second case, theoretically, he could say loybo in a betakan to Rabban, except he wouldn't. In the first case, he can't. In the first case, Rashi said v'shibudayu olo ramye, v'shibudim are on the idis, uveinanis ho lesle hashto dematzi lememer gabi minei delenicheri betakanta. He doesn't have it that would enable him to say that, meaning he now cannot. It is beyond him. It's not possible for him to say EFC betakanta the rabban leinichli betakanta. So then we've got the machlokes Abaye and Rav. Abaye lemeima asukul gaba meidis, but they all take from idis because idis is the last one, as we've just explained. Omele Ravona. Now with Rava throws in a new yisoid, which changes that psak of Abai. Mo mocha rishon l'sheni calls kushetov liyodoi. In the second case, what did he sell? He sold the schuyus attached to the iris. Vekiven deilu asu gabi lukeach rishon, and since the lukeach rishon could have taken from He could have pushed them off that idis. Even though idis remained the bnei chayirim, nevertheless, matzi omeli lidichili by takano takano lekiach sheni nami matzi omeli gabi beinis v'ziburis. The chizovin lekiach sheni adaita the whole schools of davali lirishun begavu. So when he buys the idis, he buys with it the right to push the shibud off. Now, why when he buys the Beinonis and the Ziburis, doesn't he buy the right to push the idis off? He does, to push the shibud off. In the Pshita case, again, there he buys the Beinonis and Ziburis. Well, so we say, yes, he does. Taki, he does. There's no Shaila. Why is there no, let's go back to that Pshita case again. Why is there no Shaila there now? So he buys Beinonis and Ziburis. Can we use more Mocha? Does it come into it at all? So the first fellow, we're saying that he can't say, the first one, Shimon can't say, Leinichali, but I can't do that one. If he can't say, then the whole Shaila doesn't arouse. He can't say, Leinichali, but I can't do that one. And even if he could say, Leinichali, but I can't do that one, we could theoretically say more mochar, but that more mochar would be very complicated, because if we use the more mochar, how would Shimon have used the more mochar to put it onto the Beinonis and Ziburis? So the Pashtus, we mustn't come onto the more mochar. That's going to work against Levi. What we've got to come onto is the fact that Shimon can't say my time Omer Rabbonin. Why can't he say my time Omer Rabbonin? But Pashtus, the way we've learned that we introduced to a Yesod that property is not in his hand. You can't use it if the property is not in your hand. Now with that, before we look at anything else, let's go on to Reintosis again. So there we're talking also in a case, we want to try talking in a case where they brought Zeachazeh. Let's talk where Idis was bought last. In a case where Idis is bought last, there in fact is not a Machloikis, Re and Rashi, isn't that so? Tosfos says at the end is Moideh. That where Idis is bought last and he takes the Beinonis, there says Tosfos, he could push him back there. A Levi would not be able to push him back, yeah. And that seems to be against the Pshita, isn't that so? So there is, in fact, Rashi and Tosfos both agree that if he said Idis lost and he sold his Beinonis, that Levi could push him off. Levi could push him off. No, it's not against the Pshita. That Levi, sorry, this is the... Yes, Rotsubizegover, that Levi would have to pay if he wanted to claim from Levi. That's against the Gemara, isn't it? Why is it not the Gemara? The Pshita, isn't that the Pshita case? Yes, it's against the Gemara. He says that if he wants to be going from Levi, he can be going from Levi. Levi can't push him back. Isn't that against the Gemara? That's my kasha. It took me a long time to get there, but that's the kasha.
Because Rashi doesn't say that.
That's Loi Matzi.
It's Rashi.
Yeah, the Shibudai Allah Rambi Avenin is holless le hashtag the Matzi le Meme. Very hard to say.
Well, definitely, Matzi the Gemara is saying that if he wants to get from Shimon, he can take from Shimon. That's Pshita, he can take from him. If he wants to take from Levi, he can take from also.
I don't think you can say that.
It's Tosfos in Lav Dafka Nun Mem.
That's a bit too Lav Dafka. There's a difference between being Lav Dafka and Faket. You can say Lav Dafka, but to say that it means the opposite of what it says, that's going a bit far. That should say Rotsubizegovi. Not Leisu Ligbumi.
We haven't come to it yet, though.
Well, we have. We've had that right. Why should there be Rotsu Mizegovi, Rotsu Mizegovi? Well, what you're saying is Rotsu Mizegovi, Rotsu Mizegovi. He can choose.
It's Pshita that way, but in order to be marked
no, 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 no,
it's not Pshita anymore now.
It's Pshita that he can go to if he wants to. I don't think that you can do.
The MCV could though,
if he wants to be Govi from Shimon, he certainly can.
So it's Pshita.
Yeah, the Shaila is, can he be Govi from Levi if he wants to?
So then maybe there's
and what will Levi tie? Levi will say no. Go back to the first one.
Because he bought it by Krenan. And his pastor says, no, you can't do that.
Tosfos says he can't do that. Whereas according to Rashi, he could. That's my difficulty with the Tosfos. With both of them. Both of them are against the Gemara. There's no machlokes in Ksubis in that case. In that case, there's no machlokes. Says Tosfos at the end there, let's just go through it. Umiyu yitochen liyus, rotso mize goive, rotso mize goive, afilu bishnei shtoris, ואף על פי שלא כך לוי משום מן אויסו שלפני האחרונו, בעניין שאחרינו אידיס, והראשונו שלא כך לוי בינניס. Exactly the case of the פשיטה. רוצו. ולא ישוב רק בינניס לקו אוסו, ולא ימצי למימר, השתו תרחי וזבני ערד אלוי חזי אלך. Now, לוי cannot say, especially בעוד ערד אלוי חזי אלך, because I bought בינניס. And clearly, it's Chazilach because Shimon would have forgone the Takona. No. And since Shimon can't say that, therefore what? Good. And since Shimon can't say that, no. Therefore, if they come to, no, other Rabbi. If they come to Levi, they've got to pay.
No, they come to Shimon. You know where we
are. No, but I'm talking about the re in terms of some.
But what
I'm
saying
is that the so what does re say in Ksubis? That since Shimon can say my time Omer Rabbanan, says Rashi, and says the re in Ksubis. Shimon can say my time Omer Rabbanan and can push them off onto Levi, and therefore Levi will be forced to pay. Against the Gemara here?
Yeah, except that I'm saying that what Rashi's Mafarish Gemara is simply that if they come to Shimon, he's got to pay. He's not saying that if they go to Levi, the Levi wouldn't have to pay also.
That's how you want to learn the Gemara here. You want to learn the Pshita,
that's
funny,
right? Rashi itself, Rashi just says that the reason why Shimon can't push him off is because of the fact that he's no longer got banners and zebras to push him off onto. So it's too late for him to say, yeah, therefore he's got to pay for coming to him. But
therefore, Levi can push him onto them.
But Rashi is not addressing the converse. What would happen if they went to Levi? But they could claim from Levi also. He doesn't even address that, Rashi.
Has anybody looked in the? Has anybody got the Rambam handy? Perek Yud Tes Halacha Zayin. נכון לאחד זה החזו מוכל לאידיס באחרינו וחוזר על הכרח המחל ציבור יסובן איש ושיר אידיס לפונות כולן גויבין מן האידיס שהרי אין לו במו ידחי איסו. That means they can claim from the אידיס, but you want to say even in the Rambam it's love דווקא כולן גויבין מן האידיס means they can if they want to claim from the אידיס, but if they want to claim from the אידיס they can as well. So he can't say Lunichali Batakanta Rabbanan, that's why Shimon would have to pay up. But if they go to Levi, he couldn't push them off. Because what would I have thought he could have pushed them off with to say, I especially Daiki Vizavni Aradali Chazilach, that he can't say, why not? Because it was Chazilach, and the Pashtus he would have said Lunichali. We might be forced to say that. That the Pshita Mocha Lekeach Benet B'Zibiz B'Shir Idis Lefon of Leisu Kula V'Ligbu Me'Idis to Acharino Hi means not only the Idis, but that they can even claim the Idis if they want to. That should be the lotion. Rotsu mezegove, rotsu mezegove.
And the Shulchan Aruch says yochol.
Yeah, I agree with that. Should have been rotsu mezegove, rotsu mezegove. They have the option. Kulam govim in Yiddish, mashma that that's the only place they can be go. They all have to take from the Yiddish. They can't take from Levi. If you look in Vov as well, you've got that kind of a lotion. That means dafke min aziburis. That's the only place they can be goyve. And it says kulon goyve min aziburis. That means they all have to take from Yiddish. That's the only place they can take from. It's for pashtus. I'm not happy about saying that the Gemara means lav dafke. That it is, yes.
And therefore you can't say, my shibud has shifted to Idis, therefore I can't take Idis, but I can't take
it. When you're using the principle of it having shifted onto Idis because that was lost, that means that's Idis only.
Idis only, you can't
take it. Yeah, I would be very unhappy to change it. Let us now, with this added dimension, learn that Rosh again in the Shita. Have you got your photos? That's still from that piece of Shita, the Tosve Arosh, on this Shita. So, thanks. It's a piece of Shita, mouth page 31, Tezayin. That's all. That filing system never got off the ground. Huh? You've taken got the books to do it in your life. Yeah. How did you? Is that what you asked here, David? When you said you were hacking for half an hour, was that your kasha?
Why these Tosfos and Dan learn as Ma'amachot? They don't never mention Ma'amachot. Neither we know the Tosfos. And we said the kasha. Why not? What's the difference between?
And that's what you said. Jeff answered, and you don't remember what he answered.
Actually, someone asked exactly the same kasha.
Also, okay.
We asked it based on the Rashi, which is not.
Based on the Rashi in Tzubis. The Rashi in Bava Kama.
Not Rashi, yeah, we hold it.
Let's try. Maybe we can, with a fresh mind, we can learn that Tosfos Arosh. It will be easy. Pshita mocha lokeach beinonis b'ziburus. Az lukulu v'gavu mi'idis da'acharoi nohi. Ve'in b'yodo beinonis b'ziburus. Tematzi l'meim alu shkuli k'dinaichu delu nichali b'takanta d'rabona. T'miya miltali. Kol kamo delu yodo momacha rishon l'sheini. As long as the Gemara doesn't know this new principle of momacha rishon l'sheini. Very important, because that means the Rosh's kasha is based on ignorance of that principle. But with that principle, he wouldn't have a kasha. So we'd have to come back to that. But without momocha, why can't he say loynichali? He wouldn't have wanted the takana. Once he bought Ziburis, once he bought It Is Lost, he would have. We can assume that he wouldn't have wanted the takana. The takana was not made for the benefit of the lekiach sheni, but for the benefit of the lekiach rishon. That's how you saw the Tosfos that the Rosh emphasizes here, and the Ri emphasizes as well in the Tosfos. That this takana was made for the lekiach rishon. The kulam mishubodim nino, because for the second one they're all mishubodim kidamirim besomach. And therefore, since it's made for the benefit of the lekiach rishon, we must assume that he would have exercised his right to forego that takana. If he forwent that takana, then of course the shibudim were on the beinonis and ziburis. That's the Rosh's kasha, and he doesn't answer it. So he's not willing to accept what we said, that you can't use this, you can't say yev shibut takonas chachomim when it's going to be to prejudice others. Who cares if it prejudices others, says the Rosh. It was made to benefit one person. And if he wants to opt out of it, he can, even if it prejudices others. The others we're not worried about. He knows everything is meshubit for the last one. He's in trouble, whatever you do. I think what the Rosh means is that it's not Lachar HaMaisa. We must assume that that was his understanding to start off with. If somebody buys It Is Lost, he doesn't want the takona, sure. I don't know what Rashi says. The Gemara says you can't do it. He's asking on the Gemara. Now is when he would say it. So Rashi goes, we wanted to learn that Rashi goes like Rashi, that we don't assume anything. And Tosfos goes like the Rosh goes like the Rosh, but we do. That's how we wanted to learn when we originally learned it. Rashi says, right now is the time you're going to be asked to exercise your option. You weren't asked to do it before, it wasn't Nogea before. So we don't assume anything. Now that the Gevir is being made, we're going to ask you, but now it's too late. Says the Rosh, we don't have to ask him now. We know what he would have done at the beginning. We must assume he did it. That's how we wanted to learn it. However, says the Rosh, ulefia maskona niche. According to the maskona, he says the Rosh, I understand it. Let's stop there for a moment and figure it out ourselves. Says the Rosh, with the momochara, I understand that Levi doesn't have to pay. Without the momochar, I would think that Levi has to pay, because we must assume that he exercised his my time right. But with momochar, not why. So when we learned it a few minutes ago, we came out fakert. If you're going to say my mochar, it's going to be even worse for Levi, because what is my momochar? Momochar, the schus to choose, the schus to put, and which would you have chosen? You would have chosen that the shibud should be on the beinonis and the ziburis, but the Rosh doesn't learn that way. Says the Rosh, when he buys It Is, he can opt out of it. And he can opt in for his own benefit. That same schus the lekiach sheni has to opt as he chooses, bishas kuvayna, for whichever one he wants. Kishakona benes v'ziburis. And anything which is to his benefit, he will claim as if he were the lekiach rishon. I can't begin to understand that Rosh. What would happen if Shimon sold the It Is to Chaim and the Beinonis and Ziburis to Shimon, to Reuben, to Levi? He bought It Is Lost. Same case. And he then sells two of his fields to one person and one field to the other. So we'll come to Levi and we'll say, they want to take from you. What will he say? Momocha. I want the takona. Go to Chaim for the It Is. They'll go to Chaim for the It Is. He'll say, Momocha Rishon L'Sheni, the right to choose. I don't want the takona. Go to Levi. How can you pass the takona on to the second lekech? Yes. If one person bought all three fields, good. So that person can once again decide which field he wants the shibud on. You can say, Momacha, I bought all the schuyas. But when I only bought part of that, who says the schus was attached to the Beinonis and not to the Yidis? Why, by buying the Beinonis, does he get the whole schus of Momacha Rishon Lashen? The Yidis is still behind. He still retains the schus Lagabi the Yidis? What does the Rosh mean? Why would he? Why? How can we say that? Why can one say that? That's what I don't understand in the way the Rosh learns this, also the Momocha. So what we see is that there's an understanding in the Momocha that is not so simple, and there's an understanding in the Efshi which is not so simple in the Rosh. There's another shita in the Rishonim which we haven't clarified absolutely. That's the shita of the Rosh. So the my time aside of the Rosh, we clarified a bit. The Rosh is getting the Shitosa that you must assume, you must go back and assume at the time of purchasing that he exercised his right. Although the way the Rosh comes out at the end, not. He says that still it can go on down the line, and then we will decide with the last person who's got it what the right is, where the Shibud falls.
That's
in the Maskona. But the way the Rosh understands in the beginning, he doesn't
understand. No, let's not get to Lukash.
Okay.
The Lukash Rishon in his capacity as buyer of the Beinonit and Ziburit. Because he's saying, don't take Ilit, take this. So it attaches to that he's offering in exchange. He's waiving his rights in the Beinonit and Ziburit.
In the Yiddish, he's waiving his rights.
No,
he's waiving his rights in the Beinonit and Ziburit.
And he's because there's a takana in favor of the Beinonit and Ziburit.
Right.
And he says, I'm the owner of the Beinonit and Ziburit, and I waive my rights in favor of the Beinonit and Ziburit, and you can take it. You can take that.
Right.
Okay, forget about it. You take that. Now, so that's a takana in favor of the Beinonit and Ziburit, in favor of him as owner of the Beinonit
and Ziburit. The takana is in favor of the earlier fields, that's what you say. Of the earlier purchases, and he's waiving his benefit.
He's waiving his benefit
in the earlier fields, right?
In the earlier fields.
Okay, right. Let's go on.
And then you, so when you sell those earlier fields,
right?
That right, it's inextricably bound up with the earlier fields, and that right automatically goes on to Levi who buys the earlier fields automatically. And a buyer doesn't...
Let's say this lady. That's how you're learning Mamacha. But Mamacha is...
I'm learning a type of Mamacha, but not the Mamacha that Rava talks about.
So you're saying that that's the Pshita. That's what's clear, what goes on. That clearly goes with all the fields.
And a buyer doesn't borrow.
And just a second. And therefore, when Levi gets the Beinonis and Ziburis, he buys an encumbered field.
An unencumbered field.
Right, okay.
It doesn't enter anybody's mind that Shimon can waive it because it isn't a right that attaches to the Yidit, it's a right that attaches to the Benjamin and Ziburit, and Shimon doesn't have it.
Lovely, okay. Now, second step then.
And that's why it's Pshita, because it goes automatically. There doesn't have to be an adaita, there doesn't have to be what David might call an implied term. If somebody had been standing there, would have thought they must have agreed on it. It happens automatically. There's no necessity for consensus on it.
Okay, so let me just, before you carry on, so in that case where Idis was bought last, we must assume that he has... No, so your way, the Shibud falls on the Idis and on the Beinonis and Ziburis.
No, the Shibud falls on Idis. He buys he buys Edis last, he bought Bananis and Zeburis free of a bond. And he sells that to Levi. He buys Edis last.
But you said he waives his rights. He waives.
Doesn't waive his rights. But it's a right in Bananis and Zeburis which can be waived.
And which he did not waive.
Even
though he bought Edis last.
It's a right in Bananis and Zeburis.
Even though he bought Edis subsequently.
No,
he did not waive that right.
So Shimon hasn't done it yet. I'm learning about the Rosh. That was part of the Rosh.
No, 1 second. But Shimon has bought his Edis. No.
Shimon bought Edis.
Okay. So once he bought his Bananis and his Ziburis, and there's no Shibud.
No Shibud.
The next day he buys his Edis. Yes. Now a Shibud comes into his
Edis.
Onto Bepashus, onto his Edis.
Yes. With a right attaching to the Bananis and Ziburis. To waive
the protection that the Bananis and Ziburis has.
Only
by buying the Idis, has he not waived that protection? There's not an implied waive. So that's where the Rosh will disagree with you.
No, he doesn't. By his Maskana, he
said. By the Maskana, yes, but in the In the Rosh's Havamina, that's what his difficulty is, because the Maskana is coming onto Mamocha, which we haven't come onto yet. So if we don't come onto the Rosh's Mamocha, we're going to say that the Rosh holds that by buying Idis last, you are automatically waiving your protection on Bananis. And Rashi says you're not automatically touching it.
I don't think so, because it's. I don't know how you reconcile the beginning of the Rosh with the end.
Don't worry about the end. Let's just worry about the first half of the Rosh.
Right, but let's not learn for the moment that you wave it as you buy.
Okay, so you're learning like we've learned Rashi up till now. So there's a protection in the Bananis and Ziburis which is retained. The Bananis and Ziburis thus protected is sold on to Levi. But it's irrelevant. It's irrelevant, right.
But it's gone. It's not with Shimon. It's
right.
Gone automatically.
Fine.
Right. And now...
Now the introduction of Momocha. So Abaya's case. Okay. Now, the second case now.
So now in Abaya's case...
He sells Idis.
He sells the Idis.
He sells the one on which the...
Shibud lies.
The Shibud lies.
But since he hasn't sold the Bananit and Ziburit, he hasn't the right to waive... To waive the
protection
is not transferred to Levi automatically, right?
Because he doesn't have Bananis and
Ziburis,
right? He goes with ownership, right? Okay.
Attached to Bananis and Ziburis,
right?
Now that's what Abaya and Rabbi Yehuda have agreed, but
right.
Now Abaya says he doesn't have that right. Levi doesn't have the right. It didn't. Because he didn't get the Bananis and Ziburis, he didn't get transferred anything automatically.
Right.
And therefore he's in trouble.
Says Abaya.
One second.
So therefore he's bought Idis. On Idis there are no rights. He's bought Idis with a Shibud. And there's nothing he can do about that. He's stuck with a Shibud.
Yeah.
Right.
Rava says that although the right to waive attaches to the Bananis, and that hasn't been transferred, and there's been no automatic transfer
of that right.
Right to waive to you. Nevertheless, there's an implied term of the contract. Shimon would never have sold to Levi, and Levi would never have bought unless Levi
assumed.
Had also, by consensus. By implied consensus, had said you can have the right to waive also, even though you're not getting the fields to which it attaches, you can have it. I'm giving it to you as a bond seller. And Levi wouldn't have bought without that bond seller because the fields are useless to him. And that's where Rava and Abaya disagree. Not on the automatic transfer of right, but on the consensus,
implied.
Special transfer.
The implied transfer, right.
The implied transfer. And the implied, yeah. Now, And that's an answer to the Rosh. So it all works out in the Gemara. That's the Rosh's question. The Rosh says, how can you?
Why is Levi free?
Yeah, why can't Shimon? Why can't Shimon waive? Because he's got the edit and he can waive. The answer to that is he never had the right. He lost the right to waive.
Okay, so we've got to say, but the Rosh doesn't say that, so we've got to say the reason for the Rosh's kashrus was the Rosh says that at the moment of buying the Idis, there's an automatic waiving.
Yeah,
any normal person who buys Idis, having a Beis Nidis and Ziburis, waives their right on the Beis Nidis and Ziburis. That's what the Rosh holds, which is the Rosh Lashitosa in the previous Gemara, so it's not difficult to say that. Hence his difficulty.
Except that in the Maskana,
Now comes the Maskana.
Even the Maskana,
he's left
with a question which he doesn't answer.
We can't go and answer that for him. If he's left with a question that he can't answer, that means Lashitosa, so he has a Kasha.
But
no, you can't change his Shita in order to answer his Kasha.
But his Shita, in the Maskana, his Shita, which leaves him with the Kasha, isn't at the moment of purchase. He says it's later on.
According to the Maskana, he doesn't have a Kasha. According to the Maskana, he doesn't have a Kasha. Once you come into the Mamocha, if you take into account the Maskana, then I don't have a Kasha with the Havamina. Because then comes in the Mamocha, and the Mamocha could be learned the way you've learnt it.
There's a session of rights in the beginning and in the end. There's a session of rights in the Peshitta and there's a session of rights later on.
Right.
And the same rules about whether you can transfer, you can't transfer, whether it has to be at the beginning, whether it has to be at the moment of purchase or not, applies whether it's an implied transfer of rights or an automatic transfer of rights. And his question is how there's no transfer of rights at all, and therefore you can't. Therefore, the Peshitta doesn't make sense until you know the Gemara's must come. But the answer to that is that there is a transfer of rights, and Abai and Rava aren't arguing about
that. You're making a mistake of trying to answer the Rosh. Don't try and answer the Rosh. Believe him that he's got a kasha. And believe him that if he's left with a kasha, he doesn't want you to answer the kasha. He wants you to understand that according to his shita and his understanding of the yesodus of the sugya doesn't work. And so he knew the Rashi shita as well, and he could adapt himself to that as well, but he didn't want to because he felt that was an absolute understanding of the principles. So all we can do is be mevarer a shita of a rishon, but you can't. Do you understand what I'm saying? Your approach to the Rishon is wrong. Then try and answer the Rosh. Explain what the Machlokas is. The fact that the Rosh leaves it Bekasha means it must be left Bekasha. We only need to understand why the Rosh cannot answer it the way others do. That's what we need to understand.
What I'm saying essentially is there's another Shita which...
Good, it's Rashi Shita.
Understands the Machlokas.
Correct, differently. Correct. That's Rashi Shita. And we have to define in what way the Rosh cannot accept Rashi Shita. And that I suggest it is on the basis of his holding that once you buy an Idis, you're automatically exercising rights, because any sensible person would. You don't have to go through the process. That's an automatic thing. When you buy the Idis lost, you want the Shibudim on the others, and that's accepted. And he is so firm on that, and he's not prepared to compromise on that. He's got a cash on the Gemara, good. So you'd rather live with a cash on the Gemara. But when that's the one aspect of the Rosh. The second difficult part of the Rosh is this Momocha, where he holds that the Momocha is the right to choose. That's the difficulty that I have with him. The right to choose. The Rosh holds that Momocha is the right to choose. That no decision has to be taken until the end. And then whoever is holding the field can choose. And my difficulty with the Rosh is, it appears that you can choose even if you're holding one of three fields. And what happens if the owner of the other field chooses opposite? What do you do? I don't understand the mechanism of that, of how he sees the Momocha. But nevertheless, with all that, just before we end, I want to reanalyze the Tosfos in Ksubas to see whether this doesn't throw any light on it at all. So Tosfos comes to a maskona at the end that where Idis was withheld, that was our original kasha, that where Idis was lost and Beinonis was sold, the Rosh, that the Tosfos says that Levi might have to pay up. If Levi is claimed from, Levi will have to pay up. He can't push him back onto Shimon. That is the Pshita case. That's the case of Pshita and Afches. and we have a difficulty with that, which we haven't answered. The Rosh on Pshita, on that Pshita, the Rosh in the Shita Mekubetzes, which we've just learned, also holds that Shimon should have to pay, that Levi should have to pay up, were it not for Momocha. But the Rosh has a very peculiar understanding of Momocha. So if we don't go along with the Rosh's understanding of Momocha, but we do go along with the Rosh's Kasha, then what Tosfos is saying here, La Halacha is right, but it's still against the Gemara. It doesn't help us much. Well, then Tosfos would be making very good logical sense, but it's against the Gemara. What would Tosfos be saying? Idis was bought lost, Beinonis was sold. The Baal Chayv comes to Levi. Levi Tainas go to the Idis because the Idis was bought lost. Their response will be no. We must assume, if we learn like the Rosh learns, and Tosfos goes b'shitas al-Rosh, we must assume that when he bought Idis, he was opting out of the Takona. Then you bought Beinonis and Ziburis with the Shibudim, finished. So the Rosh's answer to that is no, he can say Momocha, I have the right to choose, which we don't understand that Rosh. So if we leave that part of the Rosh out, Tosfos is making good sense, but it's against the Gemara. So we still have a difficulty with that. And that the Gemara is Chozer, I was thinking of that. Of saying that Rove challenges not only Abaya in the second case, but even the Pshita, even the Pshita, but in the Rambam that doesn't appear, does it? The Rambam paskins clearly like the Havamina there. What does the Shulchan Aruch do also? What does the Shulchan Aruch do in the Pshita case? That's Sivov. I haven't got Sivov there. Thanks. Kufi Tesivov, thank you very much. Kufi Tesivov. I'm sorry that I haven't had the time to put enough preparation in to be able to give you the answers to all this, but it's all I'm doing is making it harder. It's also true. Kulam goivi mehaidis. Kulam goivi mehaidis, says the Shulchan Aruch. There's a sma here. There's a sma that says what you wanted to say, Eric. The sma says, "Hatur masik b'taymoi v'kosov." The tur gives the reason for this halacha. Sharei ein b'yodo beinonis v'ziburi shiyuchaloi malinichali b'takanta d'rabonim. V'ayin prisha, the sham hoichachti, the mashi kosov atur v'amechaber hu meloshon ha'gemora, the kulam goyvi me'ha'idis. This which the mechaber says is quoting from the Gemara, that kulam goyvi me'ha'idis. Ha'inu mishum distame nichali d'balchev ligvus me'ha'idis. That's because probably he wants the idis. But if he wants to take the Beinonis from Levi, harushus biyodelik vus mi Beinonis yoed l'chashen ishu ikashi budoi. So the Sma learns mefurish like you wanted to say, which would mean, and that's how we would have to learn Tosfos and Ksubis. I still tell you that that's very difficult. I'm not happy with it. To say that, you see, it's difficult. Then it should say, Ela Omar Rova. And be chizah from the whole sugya. The lotion of the Gemara says, Omar Rova la Abaya. He's tackling Abaya only. In other words, the Pshita is prepared to leave. On your halocha Abaya, on that I'm tackling you. That's the pashtu. The pashtu of the Gemara is not like that. Both ways are hard, so and we need to search for another option. If there's nothing else, if the Sma is the only view, if the Prish and the Sma is the only view, then ain't a chenami. But now we need to search for another option. Go through the Biura, grow a little bit. We've got to look at some of the other achronim. We've defined the problem. The way the Sma'i wants to learn is an easy way out, but my feeling is that it's not. If there's another way, I would rather find the other way. It's not the Pashas of the Gemara. It's not the Pashas of the Gemara. It's not the Pashas of Rashi. Rashi seems to say he doesn't have that, isn't it? He doesn't have that option. The Shibudim are dafka on the Idis. That's what the Sma wants to say. So that's what we have to work on. You've got a long time to do this because we're not going to have a shir on Sunday, Mitzvah. So you've got a full week to try and work this out. I think that in these things, you should, part of the chavrusa time, the stronger ones should be learning with weaker ones. Maybe we can reorganize. There's a week now. And if we can get everybody back into the sugya, there's some people who don't know what's going on. Some people are not even here. There's some people who are here and who know what's going on. There's some people who are here and who don't know what's going on. And there's some people who are not even here. No, but we've got a week to do it. A week to chazal the whole thing from the pshita. From the pshita, a week, and I think that each one should take somebody weaker than you. Every chavrusa should take, or of those who know what's going on, you should each take somebody weaker than you for this week. And spend the time teaching. And two toilets will come out. Number one, you from the teaching will become very clear, and you'll be teaching somebody. Eric, maybe you should just make a list of two columns, those who want to teach and those who want to learn. And hopefully you'll find about the same numbers in each, and we can pair. The person who feels confident that he's mastered the thing and he wants to and he's able to teach should take a Talmud. From Ashi, I'm talking about from Ashi, and we should hold back these people, Ian and David Ashtikel. Not if they've worked in between. They can't come back to the shiur next week. If we haven't worked that way, then we can't. We've only got a few days then left till the end of the year, and I've got to try and finish this up. Otherwise, we're going to be left hanging over the holidays. Can we do that? I think that would be very productive, both for those who are taking a Talmud and for those who are teaching, to actually do that. Yeah, please.